Rat poison is responsible for killing at least 5 birds on an island in the Aleutians this spring. It is suspected in the deaths of more than 200 other birds, including bald eagles, gulls, and peregrine falcons. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service covered Rat Island with a rodenticide in 2008 to try to rid the island of its namesake. When biologists returned in April, they found no rats, but an unexpected number of dead birds. Lab tests recently found the rodenticide in the birds' livers. Bruce Woods is spokesman for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska. He says the bird populations are healthy in the Aleutians, but the deaths are still troubling.
It's deeply concerning, I guess, as a management agency that has a trust responsibility for migratory birds and eagles under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act and the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act.
Several more bird carcasses will be tested for the rodenticide, but Woods says he expects the same results. The high number of bird deaths were a surprise to biologists. The rodenticide had been successfully tested in similar ecosystems, including another Aleutian island. Woods says scientists are still puzzling over what happened and will review agency protocols carefully before beginning any similar habitat restoration work. He says despite the bird deaths, the island ecosystem should benefit in the long run.
I think we still anticipate that the long-term benefits to the island ecosystem and to all of the bird species that have been effectively extirpated from the island since the rats have been there for more than 200 years will be positive, as long as it's true that the rats are entirely gone.
Biologists can officially declare Rat Island rat-free in another year.